All right. Speaking of people who are associated with the Core Res Theater Company, Jeremy Connie.
So I went to college at U of I, and as some people here did, and I lived in a dorm called Snyder Hall. This was which I stole the sign for. One of the signs for Snyder Hall I stole at one point and posted on my wall, which it is huge.
Yeah.
That's not really part of my story, but. and it is the non-alcoholic dorm on campus, the only non-alcoholic dorm on campus. And so I went there to, like, be studious. And during my freshman and sophomore year, I, you know, like many of us, wanted to rebel a little bit. So when the idea came up that, man, we should take pictures of our ex-girlfriends and go burn them, I was like, yeah. Do that. I don't really have bad relationships yet, so I'm gonna take this thing that represents a kind of okay relationship and we're gonna burn it. And so it was like the cool thing to do between me, my friends Fred and Will, those are their names. I'm gonna say their names right now. It's not a big deal. We take our respective objects of our relationships, and we take them out to a volleyball field, a sand volleyball court. And for your benefit, not benefit of the podcast, I'm going to demonstrate on this board here visually what was going on, because I think it's going to benefit you guys, not the podcast. So this is a city block. Down here in the southeast, that's volleyball courts. In the middle here, that's a multi-use flat field, and up here is trees. This is going to come in benefit later. We go out to the sand volleyball courts in the southeast here. And we dig a hole, and we bring out, not lighter fluid, but the stuff that you spray on your shoes during the winter to, like, winterize them. And we coat the stuff with that and light it on fire in a hole in the sand volleyball court in the southeast here. And we have a grand old time. You know, it's a little fire burning in a big sand volleyball court. We're, you know, releasing emotions. Some more than others. Not really me, but I'm having a great time because this is stuff that I'm not supposed to do. And we're like, oh god, this fire's not really going out. And we're all done releasing our emotions. And we want the fire to go out. So we're like, all right, we'll just piss on it. So we all get in piss on it. You know, as boys, we're all avoiding, you know, the downstairs region while we're pissing on the fire. Because that'd be gay. To see what's going on. And as we're not looking at each other, Fred, as, this is my definition of nonchalant, nonchalantly says, run. I don't know what's going on because I'm avoiding everything that has to do with everything. And I'm like, what? It's like, run, the cops are here. And I go, and we book it from the sand volleyball courts past the hockey rink I didn't tell you about. And just to give you some backstory, Fred is the kind of guy that regularly carries around metal scythes. Yeah, just on his person. He thought they were cool. I thought it was right. And he regularly carries them around. And I'm like, okay, he's freaking out because he's carrying metal scythes. And I go, Fred, what's the big deal? And he goes, I'm carrying pot. And I'm like, oh. So we book it. And Fred is way ahead of us. Will's in front of me. And I'm following behind because also, here's the spectrum. Fred state champion track and field guy from Michigan. Will lost a lot of weight by running. Skinny guy who's never had to exercise in his life because no one's ever told him he needs to. So I'm lagging behind. And Fred's all the way on the, like, this is the stadium. He's all the way across campus. Will goes up across the multi-use field to the trees area, smart, as the cops have, like, converged from the field, the volleyball court, to go around and find us. And I follow Will because I'm an idiot. And I go exactly the same tree that he's hiding behind. And he goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, I needed a place. And he's already booking it across the street. And I'm sitting behind a tree as the cops, like, shine a light to my tree, pass it by. Fred is, you know, across the world. And Will, I feel so bad for because I forced him from his hiding spot. And he is on the street, two cops circling around the block to come right to him. And I'm like, I'm fine. And I feel so bad as the cops right outside to come and get me. The best idea Will could think of being the person that they are trying to find, a person that's just walking down the street, he puts his hoodie up. And he just starts dance walking. Start breaking out of the bebop. And the cops slow down to pass him, shine a light on him, and look at him. And then drive on by. Everybody got home safe. Everybody was not arrested. And someone busted out the funk to save their goddamn. It was a story success.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy.
That is a sweet story.